little
yeah.
village like right
close
up here.
Close to Treasure Island?
Well, no, I live in close. I know exactly where that is. In fact, I have some good friends from Chicago who live out there. I can't say Bayer, I think he lives. I know the girl. I'm not positive of it. We've only seen them once since they've been down here, but the girl, and I thought they lived on Mountain Drive.
Well, there's a large apartment complex there.
Yeah.
We're just, it's just real close to Treasure Island, you know, that intersection.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we shop out there a lot. This is more of, we live in the unincorporated part of Atlanta. They're right next to Decatur.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that's what they're in. They're between the city of Decatur and the city of Atlanta.
Right. Are they in DeKalb County? Or
yes.
That's the same thing. Is there any kind of a local publication about the history of Campbell County and McCullough?
There are two men in this county who've done a tremendous lot of work on the history of Campbell County. Have you heard of these two men?
No.
One of them is Ted, and he is located over here at the courthouse. And then the other one is, now wait a minute, Ted, he does know a lot of Campbell County history, but he's not, let's see. Well, now the other one is a Mr. George, and Mr. has done, in fact, he may be a doctor right now, he may have his doctorate now, I'm not sure.
Have they published anything?
His is. Let me see. We've got a local paper. Well, we won't have a local paper that his write-up comes out in until today. Once a week, his history is published. A little excerpt from it's published in the paper.
Was La Follette then just, when was that settled?
It was settled after 1865, I know, or 1868, I should say, because this history book I was telling you about, the history of Tennessee that belonged in my grandmother's family, was... the last account of any date that's recorded in it is 1868, and so this book was written just after that.
Mm-hmm.
And no mention of La Follette in this little section on history of Campbell County is mentioned.
Jacksboro's older.
Right. Well, Fincastle, you know, I told you that, is the oldest town in the county.
Uh-huh.
It was settled first, and then there was a little place called Grantsboro, and it's just a tiny little community now.
Did you have relatives who lived in Fincastle?
Fincastle. My father was born there.
I see. Let me see now. Mm-hmm.
Of course, they didn't live there very long because, my grandfather was a Methodist minister, and they moved around a lot.
Now, do they, on your mother's side, in the is there an old house that could you remember the oldest house that on your mother's side of the family there in Anderson County? What it was? Could you kind of tell me how it was laid out? Just the room plan.
Oh yeah, I had no.
I couldn't possibly
tell you that. I couldn't remember because it's been years since I was there. I'll tell you the general appearance of the house.
Yeah. Well, what I'm really interested in is the layout of the rooms.
Well, you just went in. It's the old timey farmhouse.
Yeah.
You went into the living room, but directly behind the living room was the dining room. Directly behind the dining room, the kitchen.
Oh, there's just three big rooms.
One right after the other. And then on the left-hand side, let's see, golly, it's been so long I can't remember. There was bedrooms down the left, and there was must have been a hall as you came in the door. I guess it was a hall. And you went upstairs, because there was bedrooms upstairs, too. But it just, you know, the old-time house, you know, with a porch on the front.
Yeah.